Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. It's been a full slate so far. We have spent time talking about the Biden economy and the loss of the dollar menu. We spent time talking to candidates for Congress, Caroline Dobson and Dick Brubaker. And now we're switching gears. Dipper number three on this three-dipper Friday. I'm calling this one Union Blues. Not Union Dues, but Union Blues. So in case you did not know, here just like in the last few days, we have learned that Alabama has been named by the World Institute of Strategic Economic Trade as the number one exporting state in the nation for automobile manufacturers. Number one out of all of them. And yet, here they are showing up. The UAW is determined to try and unionize the plants that have become the most successful plants in the nation without being unionized. Coming on the air right now with me is a longtime friend of mine, Clay Schofield, hails from the Marshall County, Gunnersville area. Clay got elected to the Alabama State Senate same time I did in 2010, served until most recently where he was actually the majority leader. He is now working as a vice president at the Business Council of Alabama. Clay Schofield, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Phil. How are you today?
I'm good,
Friday,
man. It is Friday. Friday all day long, brother.
I know.
Hey, BCA, are we going to see the UAW come in here and start gerrymandering our auto plants?
Well, Phil, they're certainly trying very hard. Today, you know, really bad news. Kind of bittersweet news. The, you know, article came out saying that we are the number one exporting state for automobiles. And then, you know, the UAW announces that they have around 70% cards signed at the Mercedes plant, and they are petitioning the National Labor Relations Board for a vote.
Wow.
So it's, those statistics that Alabama is now the number one auto producing state. The workers of this state, the people of this state, made that happen without the UAW. And we don't want to see them come in here and change all that, change the momentum that this state has seen, and that the workers and the people of this state and the hard work that they have put in to make it go the other way. We don't want to be the next Detroit in Alabama. We want to be what we have worked so hard to be, and that is prosperous. Our state is prospering right now. We have great paying jobs, and we have economic development coming in here, which fuels our small businesses, main streets, and we don't want to lose that momentum by the UAW coming in and unionizing our plants.
So the UAW, I hadn't seen that yet. So you're saying they just came out with an announcement that they'll be holding a vote sometime soon in the Mercedes plant?
Yes, if the NLRB certifies it, and we have every reason to believe that they probably will.
Well, frick, it's the NLRB under the Biden administration. They live for the union. That's the only reason why they exist is for the union. They're not about national labor relations. They're about national union relations. That's what they're really about. This Biden administration, by the way, I thought that Obama was bad, but I have never seen anything as pro-union. I mean, they're even pushing for legislation that gives tax credits if you buy a car made in a union plant. It's just, it's unreal. But that being said, what happens next? So the UAW holds a vote, and that's Mercedes, but what are they doing in Hyundai, Honda, and Toyota Mazda right now?
Well, they are also gaining signatures at Hyundai here in Montgomery. Honda and Mazda Toyota is a little quieter, but we fully expect them to. I'm sure they're working there too. We're monitoring those, but we are right now focused on Tuscaloosa and Montgomery when it comes to Alabama Strong. BCA launched Alabama Strong, and I would invite your listening audience to visit alabamastrong.com. That is our landing page where we just get the information out that, you know, of what this could mean, what the impact of Alabama's automobile plants could mean for the state, for the economic development of our state. And frankly, you know, we don't think it will be positive. And there are examples like Detroit and areas like that that, you know, don't have a positive outcome when it comes to the UAW.
Well, and I agree, and I've seen parts of Detroit that are just they're just derelict now. I mean, it's sad. It's still a beautiful city in some ways, but it's also struggled because whereas the unions back in the day may have had a purpose, now they exist only for themselves and nothing else. They don't. It's like the teachers' union in schools. They're not there for the education. They're there for the union. And the same is true when it comes to the UAW and its efforts. And by the way, anytime you're paying dues, which by the way, if you're an employee and you vote to unionize, you're voting to also give away part of your paycheck for the union, which largely then supports the Biden effort or the Democrats. They don't tend to support what Alabama has always looked at in terms of political candidates.
Well, and the employee, what we're concerned about as well. You know, BCA represents over 3,500 companies in the state of Alabama that employ over 1 million working Alabamians. So, you know, we at BCA aren't just, we don't just advocate for businesses. We advocate for the employees that they hire. And once a plant is unionized, those employees lose the ability to really talk directly to management. They have to go through the union reps, and so they lose a lot of the ability to address grievances, or even to the point if they may even see something that's a better idea or some better efficiency, they could lose the ability to voice that. We also have to think about it from the employee standpoint, and we know that they come in and promise them the world. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, they may can deliver, they may not can, but, you know, increased costs to that company, they're going to have to make it up from somewhere. Either they will pass it on to the consumers, and then their product is not as attractive. There's a lot of different car companies out there, and maybe, you know, a lot of people, you know, a few hundred bucks or thousands of dollars could send them somewhere else to a competitor. So there's a lot on the line with this for the workers of Alabama. We couldn't agree more with the UAW that there's a lot on the line, a lot at stake for the workers, but in our opinion, it won't be for the positive.
No,
our plants are unionized.
And you and I can look right here in what used to be my district adjacent to your district. I had Gulf State Steel, which was one of the largest steel manufacturing plants in the Southeast, and I also had Goodyear Tire, which at one point was the largest tire manufacturing plant in the world, right here in Gadsden. The union drove both of them into the ground. They're both gone now. At one point, we had something like 6,000 people in this community employed at just those two plants, and they are both completely gone now. And it's because the union contracts drove it to a point of non-viability. They couldn't sustain the effort anymore with the burden trying to be met with the union's constant renegotiations. And I can think of other things right nearby. I've got one of my listeners just texted in. She says, I can remember, this is Luann from Huntsville, so I can remember right up the road in Spring Hill, Tennessee, there was a non-union Saturn plant, did great till it was unionized, then it went away.
Continental Tire in Huntsville. I mean, there are a lot of examples there. What's interesting, Phil, is we kicked Alabama strong off with an op-ed from BCA's president CEO Helena Duncan, and it was interesting because we actually received quite a number of thank yous from that. The interesting thing about it, a lot of them, probably about half of them, were from Gadsden and Etowah County.
Yeah, I bet.
To your point that the people there saw it and experienced it firsthand.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. You don't just have to go to Detroit to see the effects.
Yeah.
It's happened right here in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it absolutely has. Well, listen, man, we're going to monitor this. In the meantime, I want you to keep us posted if you don't mind. If you see something you think I need to throw on the air, even if you just call and tell me and I'll jump on there and be able to talk about it. But you guys have alabamastrong.com where folks can get more information, right?
That's correct.
All right. Clay Schofield, former state senator, now with the Business Council of Alabama, working the issue of unionization of Alabama's plants. I appreciate your time, brother.
You're welcome. Anytime, Phil.
All right. Talk to you
later. Appreciate you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. Yeah, he's a good dude. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. I'll come right back. We got more to talk about on this. I got several resources here I want to kind of talk through. But yes, we were just named number one in the nation, number one in the whole nation. And somehow we got there without the union. Go figure. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.